Before stepping out of the stall, he takes the glasses from the jacket pocket, which also holds the payoff envelope. They're big wraparounds, retro shades he associates with lava lamps and outlaw biker movies starring Peter Fonda. They're good for business, though, partly because they somehow say veteran to people, and partly because no one can peek in at his eyes, even from the sides. Willie Shearman stays behind in the mezzanine restroom of the Whitmore, just as Bill Shearman stays behind in the fifth-floor office of Western States Land Analysts. The man who comes out, a man wearing an old fatigue jacket, shades, and tapping a white cane lightly before him, is Blind Willie, a Fifth Avenue fixture since the days of Gerald Ford. As he crosses the small mezzanine lobby toward the stairs, unaccompanied blind men never use escalators, he sees a woman in a red blazer coming toward him. With the heavily tinted lenses between them, she looks like some sort of exotic fish swimming in muddy water. And of course, it is not just the glasses. By 2 this afternoon, he really will be blind, just as he kept screaming he was when he and John Sullivan and God knows how many others were medevaced out of Donghua province back in 70. "I'm blind," he was yelling it, even as he picked Sullivan up off the path, but he hadn't been exactly. Through the throbbing post-flash whiteness, he had seen Sullivan rolling around and trying to hold his bulging guts in. He had picked Sullivan up and ran with him, clasped clumsily over one shoulder. Sullivan was bigger than Willie, a lot bigger, and Willie had no idea how he could possibly have carried such a weight, but somehow he had, all the way to the clearing where Huey's like God's mercy had taken them off. "God bless you, Huey's. God bless. Oh, God bless you, every one." He had run to the clearing in the copters with bullets whicking all around him and body parts made in America lying on the trail where the mine or the booby trap or whatever the fuck it was had gone off. "I'm blind," he had screamed, carrying Sullivan, feeling Sullivan's blood drenching his uniform, and Sullivan had been screaming too. If Sullivan had stopped screaming, would Willie have simply rolled the man off his shoulder and gone on alone, trying to outrun the ambush? Probably not. Because by then he knew who Sullivan was, exactly who he was. He was Sully from the old hometown, Sully who had gone out with Carol Gerber from the old hometown.